This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9-3-0-2-8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
That would authorize to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I suspect you are... I'm a very suspicious person. I suspect you are an exceptional American. So, welcome to the show. Citizenship requirement for being an exceptional American. Now, those of you that are budding citizens who want to become citizens of the United States of America, do it right. Do it right. Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Of course, it's the 24/7, 365 news cycle, and you're riding it. Well, you know, it's like those spinners, you know. People go out and do spinning. 24/7. Imagine them 24/7, 365. That's all they do is just spin. They'd be nothing but Skeletors, of course. But they would be replenished by listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, like I said, a lot of things going on. The FBI under scrutiny. Gee, I wonder why. And if you were listening to our show yesterday, Scott Bennett was on in the third hour, and absolutely devastating information was yielded from that third hour of Agenda 21 Radio. And it's kind of interesting to be in the mix of the play of what's going on nationally and even internationally relative to terror financing and all the things that, Obama and Hillary Clinton, and then we now understand that George the Younger Bush, deeply involved in, as it turns out, terror financing and the Arab Spring. Wow, what a revelation that is. And it goes back, I know, even further than that. But detail, you see, I understand the plans for turning upside down the Middle East for years. I get all that. I've heard all that. But, you know, when you have somebody who's speaking it and who's actually part of the planning of all that stuff back in even 2008, which is, and of course, I begged the question yesterday when he was on the air. Well, that would mean that, wouldn't that mean that George Bush the Younger was involved? His administration was deeply involved. And he said, hey, guess what? Scott said he was planning it back in 2008 as he worked for the Bush administration. Okay, so you know the worms are going to squirm even more, as we say on Agenda 21. That's breaking news, guys. That you know, it's one thing to be saying, okay, well, we know about these plans that go back, you know, the Roosevelts and all that good stuff. And thank you very much to Heads Up many, many times, where citizen journalists who, of course, brought all that to our attention again, reattention. We understood that. We heard about it. But, you know, I really want to thank you for being so astute as to bring that forward here on Agenda 21 Radio. We, of course, live and breathe with our citizen journalists out there. So if you want to become a citizen journalist, all you need to do is get just send me an email, and that starts the whole thing right there. Now, we don't guarantee we're going to use your information. And oftentimes, you know, we might get a dozen or two dozen emails that basically reference the same thing. So if, you know, and, you know, historical references and things like those are key, by the way. I think those are really key. The historical triggers that you send me by way of those emails, I really do appreciate that because we have a lot of radio showing programming behind us, thousands of hours at this point in time. It's, gosh, I can't believe. Where does the time go? Where does it go? Anyway, I'm just glad you're here sharing some of your time with me. So anyway, we got a lot of things to cover. Murdoch deal of a lifetime, Disney Fox for $50 billion. That is the big headline right now on Drudge and everywhere else. I mean, talk about affecting the culture. Murdoch deal of a lifetime, Disney Fox for $50 billion. Chump change, right? That's $50 billion, I think, is half of $100 billion, and I don't know. I better go check my checkbook, see if I've got an extra billion or two to invest. You know. Okay, for us lowly folks. Anyway, hope your Christmas shopping is doing great out there. Did I say Christmas? Let me say it again. Christmas. Okay, and how about this one? Merry Christmas to all of you. And thanks for listening to Agenda 20. I hope all of you have a Merry Christmas and get together with all your family and friends and everything's safe and good in the hood and all that good stuff for Christmas. But did I say Christmas again? Oh, I'm not even sorry. No, I'm proud to say Merry Christmas. And I do want to say, when you go out and about now, you have to be kind of giddy for all of us that have been around for a while and been through the torment of the last 8 years, the torture, if you will. People just not saying, you say Merry Christmas to them, Happy Holiday. No, I said Merry Christmas. You can say it back. It's okay when you're talking to a clerk. Now they just say, they look at you with the big bright eyes, Merry Christmas, before you even leave, before you can even say it. I like it. Yeah, and if you don't think that this isn't a religious war going on right now, you have got to get yourself up to speed. All the things that we're experiencing right now is a religious war. Everything. And that's really what it comes down to, this battle over the globalist and the Americanist. It's religious. That's where it all emanates from. So that's the big deal. And anyway, I don't want to get too much into that, but just Merry Christmas and have a happy holiday. And by the way, you know, it's going to be interesting. January 1st is coming up. It's going to be a new year, 2018. And the big question that's going on is, will there be a new tax cut? And everybody's saying, yes, there is. Trump is promising giant tax cuts for Christmas. And we have some clips. I think we're going to play some of those clips of Donald Trump winning. Again, looks like they're going to come up with some sort of deal. Maybe I'm not a big prognosticator on this, like a lot of people are, but I've been hearing rumors. Started to hear these, it's already Thursday. I think it was Monday or Tuesday this last week, that they may be able to have something by this coming Tuesday, just before Christmas. So that might be a good deal. Just to, you know, sort of fatten the wall a little bit, that they say by February, according to Donald Trump, saying that you will see a major change in everything going on from the IRS with this tax deal going through. So, you know, I'm just grateful that this tax deal coming and going through right now is going to be hitting the economy in another year or so in a positive way, in a major, significant way. So gear up, you know, wheels up, here we go. That's what I like to see about the new year. I know that what's going to happen, I've seen it before, and I think a lot of you that are my age can relive the Reagan era when all of a sudden taxes in the markets just started to skyrocket and everything just whoom, went right to the economy, and that's the way it's supposed to work. See, none of this... the Obama stuff just doesn't work. Socialism and totalitarianism just does not work. And where do we have it evidenced right now? Oh, let's talk. I know. Let's try North Korea. Oh, there's a good one. And how about this one? Venezuela. Oh, on Cuba. Cuba. You want to get your brains fried and scrambled? Just go to Cuba. If you're an American, go to Cuba and watch what they do down there to you. Anyway, so that's just not the place for me, as you take a look around at all the totalitarianism that is going on in the world and how they want to project it onto us. Well, I think I'd rather choose capitalism over socialism and communism. Now, let's talk about California, the great socialist communist state of California. We will be talking about that in the second hour, by the way. Katie Grimes article, neglected yesterday. But I got to tell you, Katie Grimes is going to step in for me next week. Wow. I'm pretty excited about that, actually. Somebody's going to take the seat, take the helm here to Studio 21. Katie Grimes, a woman. Oh, amazing. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
documents are declassified, they could be reduced fairly quickly.
Is that like within a week?
Well, it would depend upon the sensitivity of the document. I can't answer.
If they were declassified, I guess they wouldn't be sensitive anymore. So, I mean, could we get them within a week?
Which documents are we talking about,
Kyle? The documents relating to the tarmac.
Oh, well, I don't know if I don't know if they're classified. I don't know.
No, assuming they're declassified. How quickly would it take to get them from you to us if the president declassified them?
If there are documents it's appropriate to disclose, then we disclose them as quickly as we could.
When did Justice first learn that Nellie Orr was employed by Fusion GPS?
I do not know the precise date, Congressman.
Can you find that out and get it to us?
Well, if we know it, yes.
Well, we got to find that out, right? I mean, you've got the wife of someone who was one of the top counterintelligence officials in the Department of Justice working for the company that was a pass-through for money from the Democratic Committee to Russians to get dirt on the president to discredit him both before and after the election. I feel like it should be a pretty high priority to figure out when that occurred. Right?
I don't want to quibble with you except to say that Mr. Orr is not a counterintelligence official, but yes, I agree with you. In fact, I believe Mr. Orr is scheduled to testify before one of the committees, or at least to be interviewed next week.
Right, but that doesn't absolve us of the obligation to actually go and find out when his wife started working for these people that wrote this salacious and unverified dossier. So when did the Department of Justice learn of Bruce?
I'm sorry. It was really a tough day for the attorney. I guess you would say assistant, the deputy attorney general, Rosenstein. This was from Congressman Matt Gaetz, a Republican, who was grilling Rosenstein yesterday about various things. You know, this whole dossier business, you know, we're finding out that certain people that are related to people that are involved with the Mueller investigation were actually employed by Fusion GPS, which produced, come on, this is just, listen, I got to tell you something. I can go down and talk to some of my homeboys that I used to know, maybe in the hood, and I'm just telling you, I could go down. I'm serious, and if you have a relationship with any of your gangs around, I mean, seriously, they would do a much better job than this guy. They're better at doing these kind of things, you know, about covering up and not being honest with. They are the best. They are masters at it. Which I understand. Listen, I want to tell you something. To be a member of a gang, you have to be you're not stupid. I'm going to make this very, very clear. I found one thing out when I was working with gang members. They are not stupid people. Not at all. They're highly intelligent. Now, you might not like what they do, how they, and I don't either. You know, and I'd have the conversation right to their faces. And I would, you know, I'm not puffing them up. I'm just telling them, you guys have great intelligence. You're fantastic. The problem is, it's just being misdirected, misguided. And, of course, for some of these people, they've been living this all their lives. And that seems to be the MO of various criminal types as they learned as children when in broken families, broken homes, no fathers around type of thing. Yeah, that kind of stuff. You know. I bring up Charles Barkley, who wants to put the black families together. Just a little, you know, little side comment there. And there's other, a lot of people want to keep those families. So anyway, I'm getting back a little off kilter here. But I just want to tell you that I got guys that I could probably contact, and they'd just do a much better job at lying to you than this, you know, Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein. I mean, if you want a qualified liar, I can get you some guys that are really good quality. This guy is just for, he is. And, of course, he's an Obama holdover. His gig is to get Trump. That's all it is. And that's why he brought in Mueller. See, it was all a setup. And now he's here to protect the keys. Oh, he's got the keys of the realm. And he's here to protect the realm. He's here to protect Hillary Clinton and Obama and the entire cabal of totalitarians that are in the deep state. He is the deep state. He is the face of it. And I've got this sweet little puppy dog. Look, and that makes me good. Listen, buddy, you wouldn't last 2 seconds in the hood.
Orr's contact with Christopher Steele during the 2016 campaign.
Congressman, I'm reluctant to ask that only because I don't know all the information, and I want to make sure we know all the information before we give any answers.
We too want to know all the information. That's why we keep asking you.
This guy's terrible. He's terrible. I mean, no, not Mr. Getz. He's great. This Rosenstein, he's a terrible liar. He's a slime ball, total slime. But, you know, he's the kind of guy who's a candidate for Rikers Island.
These questions, I mean, again, you've got this person who works at the Department of Justice whose wife is working for Fusion GPS, and during the campaign, he's meeting with the author of a dossier that Mr. Comey called salacious and unverified. And so I would hope that it would be a top priority to figure out when we first came to know of those meetings. Is that something you can get to the committee?
If we get all the information and we have a firm answer, I don't want to answer any questions until I know all the details.
The guy's stalling badly, isn't he? I mean, listen, I can tell you, my guys, who I'm referencing here, man, they'd have a better explanation. They would be, this guy's just stupid. This is the problem with these guys. They're just stupid, bad criminals when it comes down to it. When they're exposed, when they have the cloak of secrecy starting to be unveiled, and you get down to the nub, and you really want, you know, it's kind of like these monsters that you see, and they've, you know, like Independence Day, the monsters that were, the aliens that had the shell casing around, and all of a sudden, if you want to get inside and dissect and find out what's in, it's a shell casing. It's almost like looking inside of a crab. You want to look and get that meat out of the crab. You want to crack that shell. Once you crack the shell and you look inside, you find out they're all putzes. And they're, blah, 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 that's what they are. And the blibbering idiots. And that's what he is. He's a blibbering, lying idiot, Mr. Rosenstein. So now we've got them all unveiled. Just for all of us to see. What a spectacle this is to watch this guy, lie and dance and just evidence himself to the entire world.
When did the Department of Justice first learn of Bruce Orr's contact with Fusion with Glenn Simpson after the election?
Congressman, we have agreed to provide all the relevant documentation to the Intelligence Committee. I haven't seen it all, so I'm not in position to answer it.
So during Mr. Chavez's questioning, he pretty thoroughly laid out the number of people on Mr. Mueller's team who have financial donations to Democrats, the Clinton Obama campaigns. I mean, I think over half of the Mueller team donated to either Clinton or Obama. None of them donated to Trump. And so that's either one of two things. Either Mr. Mueller was curating a universe of people who hate the president, or it's just one hell of a coincidence that a whole lot of people had demonstrable bias that we learn more and more about each day. And so,
curating a universe of people who hate the president. Well said, Matthew. Well said. That's Matthew. Matt Getz. I have relatives. I have a nephew named Matthew. He's just going, don't say my last name. He's a little liberal, actually. No, he's born and bred conservative, but you know, he's got some liberal notions. And would not want me to embarrass him. I know his parents are going, oh, don't say it. Anyway, okay, so Matthew Getz is curating a universe of people who hate Trump. I like that. I'll make sure that gets to be a headline when we get all this taken care of today. Anyway, so Matthew Getz comes in, steps up, and just obliterates this guy who's your, listen, he's your attorney. He's not mine. No. He's yours, the listeners. Now you need to do something about this guy.
You've answered that question by saying, look, people have personal opinions, but that doesn't always influence action. And it's the action that is your responsibility to make sure is not infected by this bias.
Correct.
And I would proffer that, like, when Mr. Strzok goes and changes wording from gross negligence, a crime, to extremely careless, that's not a belief. That's an action.
It's a belief system. It's a bad belief system. The belief system of the totalitarians. We'll be right back listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so Rod Rosenstein, the Assistant Attorney General. Actually, you know, it's kind of interesting. He's kind of like in charge as a, he's the one who put Mueller, that galaxy far away. I'm thinking of Representative Gets. Okay, so anyway, Trey Gowdy has his time with Rod Rosenstein in regards to the Clinton email and Russian probe. It's quite interesting, quite fascinating, this little clip, this little ditty. It's, you know, actually, it's interesting. Jim Jordan and Getz and Gowdy, man, did they just have their way with this clown. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm calling people names. I shouldn't be doing that. But this idiot, I mean, moron, slimeball, scumbag. I mean, this guy is the worst, because he's on a mission. In his mind, Rosenstein is on a mission. He's on a mission to destroy this country. He truly is. He's one of the totalitarian monsters. But he's unveiled. He's unmasked. And I think you're gonna hear Trey Gowdy just kind of lose it a little bit. But that's okay. He needs to lose it.
But when I go home to South Carolina this weekend, trust me when I tell you, no one is going to ask me about any of those issues. they're going to ask me, what in the hell is going on with the Department of Justice and the FBI? The reason we have special counsel, this is a very important point, and you know it. The reason we have special counsel is because of a conflict of interest. The regulation itself specifically makes reference to a conflict of interest. And we don't like conflicts of interest because it undercuts people's confidence in both the process and the result. So let's be really clear why we have special counsel. There was either a real or perceived conflict of interest that we were fearful would either impact the result or people's confidence in the process. That's why we have something called special counsel, and that's why we have special counsel in this fact pattern. And then lo and behold, those who are supposed to make sure there are no conflicts of interest seem to have a few of their own. There's a senior prosecutor who sent obsequious emails to a fact witness. She can be described as nothing other than a fact witness. She's a really important fact witness if you pursue the line of inquiry that my Democrat friends want to pursue. They got off of collusion and now they're on obstruction of justice. She may be the most important fact witness in an obstruction of justice case. And the senior prosecutor for this conflict of interest free special counsel sent a fawning, obsequious email to a fact witness. And then we have prosecutors assigned to conduct this investigation who donated almost exclusively to one candidate over another. And then we have a prosecutor assigned to this conflict of interest free team that attended what was supposed to be, what he'd hoped to be, a victory party for Secretary Clinton. And we have a senior DOJ official, Mr. Deputy Attorney General, with an office that used to be two doors down from yours, meeting with Fusion GPS. And Fusion GPS, of course, was paying for Russian dirt on the very person that they're supposed to be objectively investigating.
Okay. We're talking about an absolute sham here now, aren't we? See, just take that shell casing off. Just take the... Well, they're known as crustaceans, actually. Yeah. Just take the shell casing off, the crustaceans. crustaceans are better than this. I should not be offending crustaceans. Anyway, so this is the lot we have right now in the FBI. I think everybody's compromised. Everybody along in this whole investigation. It's a sad day in American history when Trey Gowdy has to be saying these kind of things. And that's why we need to take action. That's why the Mueller probe is an absolute farcical joke. They're there. We've been trying to tell you. We were trying to tell you that yesterday, Scott Bennett and I, in the third hour. There's no there. This is ridiculous. It's buffoonery.
And then that same senior DOJ official's wife, the one that met with Fusion GPS... His wife was on the payroll of Fusion GPS.
Oh, no. His wife. Buffoonery.
Yes. And then we have a senior agent assigned to investigate Secretary Clinton's email, help draft the exoneration letter where we changed the language from grossly negligent to extremely careless, interviewed Secretary Clinton in an interview I've never seen, and I doubt you have either in your career as a prosecutor. Interviewed Michael Flynn, was actively involved in the investigation into the Trump campaign before the Inspector General found his text. So this agent, in the middle of almost everything related to Secretary Clinton and President Trump, sent pro-Clinton texts, anti-Trump texts to his paramour, in response to being told maybe he is where he is to protect the country from that menace, Donald Trump, he said, I can protect our country at many levels. And then he said Hillary Clinton should win 100 million to nothing. Now think about that, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. That's a pretty overwhelming victory. 100 million to zero. Oh, and when I read that last night, what I thought was this conflict of interest free senior agent of the FBI can't think of a single solitary American who would vote for Donald Trump. That's
Remember how they rigged the elections, the Democrats. Remember California, the June 7th, 2016 election. Remember that, Bernie Sanders, Will. See, they are so good at rigging elections that they can have that, I don't know, did he say a trillion, 2 trillion, 3 trillion or something to nothing? And not one of you would vote for Donald Trump. That is what the FBI was hoping would happen during the 2016 election.
That's where the zero comes in. Not a single solitary American he can imagine would vote for Donald Trump. This is...
Wow.
The conflict of interest free special agent assigned. And then he went on, if that weren't enough, to belittle Trump supporters by saying he could smell them.
You know, I did put on deodorant this morning. I hope you guys did too. I mean... Just a second here. I'm gonna snort this one out. That's what the FBI... New investigative technique by the FBI. Smell them. Smells. Well, you know, when you get stoned and smoke marijuana, you can smell them.
At a Walmart in Virginia. This is the person we needed to...
You can smell it. But listen, only at the Walmart in Virginia can you smell them, apparently. That's big news. There's only Trump supporters at the Walmart in Virginia. No other Walmarts, by the way. Now, I'm going to go down to the Walmart this afternoon. Well, yeah, probably. Whenever I get out of the house and get out there and get down to the studio and get over here and get over there and roll around and go... I'm going to end up at the Walmart, and I am going to put my best... nasal detector on.
Avoid a conflict of interest. And then he said this, they fully deserve to go and demonstrate the absolute bigoted nonsense of Trump. But he wasn't content to just disparage Donald Trump. He had to disparage Donald Trump's family.
Okay, we're going to leave it right there before, and we're going to come back, and this is just epic as far as I'm concerned. This is just fantastic what Trey Gowdy is doing here. This is a real American doing real American business. This is real jurisprudence being exhibited. You know, he ought to be jurist, what are they called? A jurist coordinator. I think that would be a good position for Trey Gowdy, be a jurist coordinator. Wouldn't that be fantastic if he was a jurist coordinator? All I can say is, we'll be back. And we're going to find out about how they were disparaging Donald Trump's family. Next up with Trey Gowdy. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Okay, welcome back, and we're into this whole Rod Rosenstein grilling the Deputy Attorney General. And Trey Gowdy is talking to him. I guess he's wiping the floor with him. He's a real moron, this guy. And there's no there. I mean, we could play these clips until the cows come home about this guy. It's epic. It's absolutely epic, I say. Now, you know, he made a comment about one of the FBI agents talking about the Trump supporters. He can smell them in the Virginia Walmart. Well, interesting story. Interesting he brings that up. That's all I could say. Because we're going to cover something a little bit later on in the show. Walmart is now selling marijuana trees. Okay. So, you know, for those of you that want to get really stoned, and it's called Pick-A-Bud. It's called the Pick-A-Bud Christmas tree. And all you need to do is rush down to Walmart and Pick-A-Bud. Pick-A-Bud Christmas tree. So now, those of you that are not aficionados of marijuana and don't understand what the buds are, you got to educate yourself. So, but this must be, I think this what is the references. All of you, I get it now. He is inferring that all Trump supporters are marijuana smokers. That's the way, that's the only significant smell. Oh, I know, there's one smell that I kind of like about the Trumpsters, and that's an obvious smell. And, you know, that is the smell. I had to really kind of dig down deep inside. That is the smell of winning.
This is what he said, Mr. Deputy Attorney General. He said the douchebags are about to come out. He's talking about our First Lady and children. This conflict of interest-free special agent of the FBI. This is who we were told we needed to have an objective, impartial, fair, conflict of interest-free investigation. So he's openly pulling for the candidate he had a role in clearing, and he's openly investigating a candidate that he has bias against. And then if that's not enough, he says Trump is an effing idiot. What the F just happened to our country? This is the same man that said he would save our country. What happens when people who are supposed to cure the conflict of interest have even greater conflicts of interest than those they replace? Well, that's not a rhetorical question. You nor I nor anyone else would ever sit Peter Strzok on a jury. We wouldn't have him objectively, dispassionately investigate anything, knowing what we know now. Why didn't we know it ahead of time? And my last question, my final question to you, and I appreciate the chairman's patience. How would you help me answer that question when I go back to South Carolina this weekend?
Congressman, first of all, with regard to the special counsel, Mr. Strzok was already working on the investigation when the special counsel was appointed. The appointment that I made was for Robert Mueller. So what I'd recommend that you tell your constituents is that Robert Mueller and Rod Rosenstein and Chris Wray are accountable, and that we will ensure that no bias is reflected in any of the actions taken by the special counsel or in any matter within the jurisdiction of the Department of Justice. When we have evidence of any inappropriate conduct, we're going to take action on it. And that's what Mr. Mueller did here. As soon as he learned about this issue, he took action. And that's what I anticipate that the rest of our prosecutors, our new group of U.S. attorneys, our Justice Department appointees, they understand the rules and they understand the responsibility to defend the integrity of the department. And if they find evidence of improper conduct, they're going to take action. So, Congressman.
This guy is absolutely unhinged. You don't see the video, but I can tell you his body language, his stuff going on right now. He is absolutely unhinged. And the people behind him, which are FBI staffers and stuff, their eyes are like, they all have the same look on their eyes. Like, I am so stoned because I'm so shell-shocked. It's like a bomb went off. And they're stunned. It's wonderful.
And that's the best assurance I can give you. But actually, there's one other point, which is you should tell your constituents that we exposed this issue because we're ensuring that the Inspector General conducts a thorough and effective investigation. And if there is any evidence of impropriety, he's going to surface it and report about it publicly.
I'll try.
Time of the gentleman has expired.
Okay, well, the time of the gentleman has expired. Well, that was from a glimpse of what Trey Gowdy did. Now, I'm going to try and force this, and I'm going to foist this one upon you if I can find it here. Oh, Jim Jordan. Yeah, Jim Jordan. He had a pretty good exchange. So we're going to jump into Jim Jordan, jumping all over, getting up in the grill, if you will, of Rod Rosenstein. Let's see how this all plays out here real quick. And yeah, as soon as you get this thing all spooled up, as Jim Jordan, Ohio, yells at Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein in the Senate hearing. And I'm rushing it because I'm running out of time, and I don't know if we're going to get it up here. Okay, so anyway, here we go.
Ohio, Mr. Jordan, for 5 minutes.
Did the FBI pay Christopher Steele, and was the dossier the basis for securing warrants at the FISA court to spy on Americans associated with the Trump campaign? Really, when you sum it all up, it boils down to those fundamental questions. Did you pay the guy who wrote it? And did you use what he wrote, disproven, discredited dossier paid for by the Clinton campaign? Did you use it to go get warrants to spy on Americans? That's what it comes down to. And you're the guy who can answer those questions. And I was convinced yesterday that the answer to those questions was probably yes. But today, I'm even more convinced the answer is yes, based on the text messages we got to read early this morning. Mr. Rosenstein, you know Peter Strzok. You familiar with that name?
Yes, I'm familiar with the name. And
former deputy head of counterintelligence at the FBI. Peter Strzok, that one?
I don't know his precise title, but yes, he had a significant role in...
Peter Strzok ran the Clinton campaign, interviewed Mills, Abedin, Clinton, changed the exoneration letter from gross negligence to extreme carelessness. Peter Strzok, who ran the Russian investigation, interviewed Mike Flynn. Peter Strzok, selected by Mr. Mueller to be on his team. That Peter Strzok, we learned, had all these text messages. We got to read some of them early this morning. Now, as my colleagues have pointed out, some of them are, you know, they show he didn't like Trump. He and Ms. Page are exchanging text messages back and forth, show they don't like the president. But that's nothing new. Everyone on Mueller's team, no one on Mueller's team likes Trump. We already knew that. But I want to focus on one in particular. One in particular.
And we're going to come back. And we're going to find out about that one in particular from Jim Jordan. Just a little bit of the excitement yesterday on the Hill. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, we're going to learn now the question about the text message, and from Jim Jordan now to Attorney Rosenstein.
This is a text message from Mr. Strzok to Ms. Page, recalling a conversation and a meeting that took place in Andrew McCabe's office, Deputy Director of the FBI, recalling a meeting earlier. And Mr. Strzok says this: I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office. Then there's a break. Dash, it says that there's no way he gets elected, no way Trump gets elected. He says, I want to believe that. You said that in the meeting in Andrew McCabe's office. I want to believe that. But then he goes, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. Now, this goes to intent. He says, we can't take the risk. The people of this great country might elect Donald Trump president. We can't take this risk. This is Peter Strzok, head of counterintelligence at the FBI. This is Peter Strzok, who I think had a hand in that dossier that was all dressed up and taken to the FISA court. He's saying, we can't take the risk. We have to do something about it. Now, don't forget the timeline here either, Mr. Rosenstein. Peter Strzok, January 10th, he's the guy who changes the exoneration letter from gross negligence, criminal standard, to extreme carelessness. July 2nd, he's the guy who sets in on the Clinton interview. July 5th, 2016, that's when Comey has the press conference and says, we're not going to prosecute. Clinton's okay, we're not going to prosecute.
Okay, so you see what we're digging at here. You see what we're doing. And I am going to bring this back next hour. We're going to change the script here. This is just too good. I was listening to this all last night going, God. Jim Jordan, Trey Gowdy. I think they know what they're doing. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of the hour. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also our sister site, newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, changing the face of America. New California. It will do just that. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and stay strong, America. Stay strong and listen. Merry Christmas. You are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.